Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Vito to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for April 22nd. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is our own great gatecrasher, Kirsten. great crasher, I almost said. How you doing, Kirsten?
I'm good. I think we can stop calling me a gatecrasher because I've never successfully crashed anything. So.
I guess so. I guess that's true. Well, we are here to update you on everything happening on the Big Brother Canada 6 live feeds yesterday. And kind of a slower day because they spend a lot of time. They spent a lot of time playing the veto. So we'll update you here on what happened. There's probably some more excitement coming in the coming days. So you don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, lots coming up.
Yes. So the veto players were picked to start off the day. When the feats came back, Will was pissed because he was not picked. He was the only person not playing in the veto. One of the only people not playing the veto. And he was very pissed because Kayla chose Allie when she had the choice to play in the competition instead of, I guess, him. And he was just like very upset about this.
Classic Will having a temper tantrum. He's actually a toddler, I'm convinced. Like, what is he doing? Just, I'm still in bed, but I'm just staying here to the veto. I'm so mad. Cut it out. Just stop.
Yes, a toddler that is jonesing for some cigarettes. That's Will.
Like every toddler. That's normal. They all smoke, right?
Yeah. This is like, I need my cigs, my smokes.
What accent is that supposed to be?
That's a toddler accent.
Okay. I thought you were being racist against Newfoundlanders, and I was like, oh, it's not okay.
I was being a toddler. I was being ageist.
That's much better. It's fine.
Yeah. Will apparently he's not able to go outside. He's not able to smoke. So he's very much like freaking out. Talks about even like wanting to quit the game. Just very strange temper tantrum from Will.
Yeah, but I don't know. It was just all day long, and then it's just, I love when he's like, I gotta get out of this house. He goes to the DR. I just love when they don't let someone into the DR when they're having a hissy fit.
Yeah.
Okay.
And one of the reasons why he was saying it was dumb of Kayla to pick Allie was because, look, why would she do that? She's giving Derek a better chance to win this veto. If Derek wins this veto, that's really dumb. And I have to actually agree with Will there. Probably not the best choice of veto competitor for Kayla. It also helps reinforce what Johnny is trying to create, this idea that she is aligned with Allie and Liv. She's got to do her thing.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, picking Will would still be dumb anyways, because A, they're not working together, and B, that also gives Derek a better chance to win the veto. So I don't really know what Will's argument is over here. It's all like he's some comp beast. So.
Yeah, Will, who has won so many competitions. Yeah. So Johnny and Kayla have a conversation, and Johnny is saying, look, your worst case scenario is if Derek wins this veto, because I can't guarantee your safety there. But I want you to stay. I want you to be here. Like, are you willing to get down and dirty to take Derek out of this house? And she's like, yeah, anything. I want to stay here.
She'll do anything except shave her head.
Anything. Yeah. Well, you know, have we ever seen, I guess I don't watch many reality competitions, but just like the one time in the Amazing Race when a woman shaved her head, other than that.
It's not a common thing.
Yeah.
You could have seen it for, I would shave my head. If they told me I could play, if I shaved my head, I'd shave my head on stage. But these people, they're so attached to their hair. So anything but shave her head. She's not materialistic.
You'd shave your head to get in the door. She's at final what? Final seven, final eight. She's not willing to what? That's crazy.
I think Maddie would shave her head though. So
probably.
At least there's someone there who cares.
Yeah. At this point, Kayla's saying, look, like, I'm alone in this house. Once Derek leaves, it'll be Allie and Liv. They have each other. Paris, Maddie, and Will, they have each other. I'll be alone. You'll be alone. Maybe we should work together, Johnny. And Johnny's like, yeah, that sounds like a good idea. You're saying you wouldn't target me in the triple eviction? I like that idea a lot, actually. Let's talk about moving forward together. This sounds like a good idea to me.
Yeah, and it's exactly what you talked about yesterday with Kayla needing to present herself as a lone wolf. I just think it's hilarious that she's doing that with Johnny. Like, he's so good. I hope this works out. I love him so much.
Yes, and at this point in the day, it's like, oh my God, Johnny, his chances of surviving this triple eviction are just going up by the day. We're like, when he won HOH, he had just barely survived and he would be targeted by basically anyone in the triple. Then he managed to, by yesterday, we talked about it, he got it up to at least three of the people won't target him. And if, even if like one or two of the other people do, he'd probably be safe. And now even Kayla is talking about not targeting Johnny in the triple. At this point, Paris is basically the only person who's even put, like, Paris and Allie are the only two people that would even put Johnny on the block. And if it happened, I think he would be safe in the triple. So like Johnny has basically at this point, he has gotten to a point where he's able to survive the triple no matter what happens, as long as the veto competition doesn't have the worst possible outcome for him.
Yeah. As long as Derek doesn't win, Johnny is good.
Yeah. So. That's a little bit of foreshadowing for you. So Johnny and Liv have a conversation. Liv is telling Johnny about how she genuinely does want to keep Johnny safe in the triple. She wants to take him down to the final two over Allie. That's what she would prefer to do. And Johnny's like, really? Like, and has this really, are you sure? You're not playing me, right? Like, this is way too good to be true.
Yeah, it's like the point where you're so good that you can't even believe how good you are. Like, is this really working? It's like every time Paris talks to the cameras and she's like, did I do that? Except yeah. It's real. And he did do that.
I remember actually that Paul had this a couple times too in season 19, where he was like, he genuinely was like, wait, really? Are you sure this is really what you're okay? All right. So they are solidifying their relationship there. Liv is also concerned about Allie staying over her in the triple eviction if they're nominated together. The person she's mainly concerned about is Paris. So she's telling Johnny she wants to try and make a deal with Paris and to protect herself and to try and work something out so that they will not take each other out in the triple eviction. And she's going to try something along those lines.
Yeah, and she basically says she doesn't want to end up with Allie in the final two, really throwing Allie under the bus, so that in this situation, Allie maybe would go in the triple over her, trying to solidify with Johnny.
Yes. So Liv goes to Paris. She proposes a deal. Let's protect each other in the triple eviction. We'll vote to keep each other. We won't put we'll you know, make sure that we stay over our allies. And Paris is like, sure. that sounds good to me. Like, and then maybe we'll go to the final two together. And Liv is like, sure. Yeah, that's what I meant. Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, like, yeah, take me. I'm a really good option. You should bring me. Like, I hate to admit it, but I don't think I can win.
Yes. And this conversation, I felt like Liv was definitely not very genuine with Paris here. Talked a lot about being willing to kind of let Johnny go to protect Paris's allies, which was definitely not true. And later on in the day, we're going to see Liv kind of like even wanting to target Paris a bit. So even though they sort of make a deal here, it's very, very tenuous. They are not really on board, really on either side.
Yeah, it's just, this is Big Brother. They're lying to each other. Like, I don't know. Like, what else it's like, what happens? Are they actually trusting each other? No. Are they lying to each other? Yes. Is this going to ultimately amount to anything? Probably not. So.
Well, see, that's the interesting thing about the game is that this was basically a meaningless conversation, but at the same time, even though they're both lying to each other, they are laying groundwork. Yes. And so this could come back. They could, like, if something else goes wrong or whatever happens, they could, like, after the triple, if they're both still in the house, they can be like, look, we held tight to our deal. Let's work together. Yes. Even though they both know it's BS. So it's, it always could be valuable, especially on a slow day.
You're not wrong.
Yes. So they end up playing the veto competition. It takes a little while, and when the feeds come back, Johnny's worst nightmare, oh boy, as if he needs more adversity to face, Derek has won the power veto.
I just, like, I could cry. I, like, when feeds came back and it was, oh my god, why, like, why does this keep happening? I'm like, Johnny, my baby. Can't handle it. Well, and it looks like this was it, and like a mental comp, and that Maddie almost won, and that Derek was copying off of Maddie and ended up winning.
It was something. I think they were like doing head to head face offs or something. It's something that, like, it was. Derek was saying that he was doing it faster than Maddie, but he did not know the answers to whatever it was. So he was just able to copy Maddie and then do it faster than her. And that's how he was able to win. But yes, Derek has won, which just really a 1-in-6 shot. And he really put a wrench into Johnny's plans here. It's going to be much tougher, as if it wasn't hard enough. It's going to be much tougher for Johnny moving forward, especially in this triple.
Yeah, well, and I feel like at this point, Derek has to be the favorite to win HOH in the triple, right? Yeah. Him or, I guess, Olivia. So,
which ironically, like, if any of Johnny's enemies are to win an HOH in the triple, it's actually most beneficial for it to be Derek at this point, because then Derek does not play in the veto, which gives Johnny the best odds of winning the veto, which is very, although theoretically, like, depending on where this vote goes, so not only does this throw a wrench in Johnny's plans because he wanted Derek out and Derek was his one of his, you know, strongest competitors against him. But also, he now has to name a replacement nominee, and it has to be from either Ali Liv or Paris Maddie Will. He was really trying hard to ride the middle of both of those sides and keep this notion of it's one side versus the other side and you both need me. So now he has to kind of ruin that. He has to kind of ruin some trust with some people. And also, now that there is going to be somebody else on the block, there's going to be other deals being made. Like, the narrative that he's trying to craft is impossible now. He has to form a new narrative because, you know, people like Maddie and Paris are going to start making deals with people like Derek, who is definitely safe, and all kinds of different stuff that's going to ruin the dynamic and make it much more difficult for Johnny to stay in the house. It's, again, not for if there wasn't a triple, he'd still be good if there wasn't a triple, but because there is a triple, it's so difficult. And the path to survive a triple, especially if you're somebody like Johnny, is so narrow that it's going to be very difficult now with Derek here to screw up all the dynamics.
Yeah, Derek ruined everything, and I feel personally offended. No, And yeah, and I know there was the conversation last night with Johnny and Will. Johnny's like, Will, don't you dare grow up with Derek. Will's like, oh, I'm not going to. He's going in the triple. Johnny's like, so am I. I'm really like, Johnny keeps talking about how he's going in the triple. And I worry that if he keeps talking about it, he's going to make it come true. Like if he keeps bringing it up, I'm really stressed about this.
I mean, I don't think there's anything that he could do to make his odds worse at this point. So yeah, it's a really tricky spot. And so we're going to talk a little bit about, you know, Derek has now won the veto, and all of a sudden there's a bunch of conversations happening that are all ruining Johnny's plans. So he's going to have to pivot here and figure something else out. Paris and Maddie have a brief conversation. They discuss, all right, let's talk about, should we keep Kayla? Is that a possibility? Should we potentially, now that Kayla's on the block, should we get somebody like Allie or Liv on the block and then take them out instead of Kayla, make a deal with Kayla and Derek, something along those lines. They briefly discuss it. They don't really finalize that conversation. Maddie talks to Johnny, and Johnny tells Maddie, I am thinking about putting Allie up as the replacement, but I'd need you to vote Allie, I wrote Kayla out. We can't have Allie leaving. And Maddie agrees to that, but there's going to be a lot of other conversations happening, a lot of different potential outcomes for this week.
Yeah, sorry, I got distracted for a second. There's just so much going on. So he wants Allie up, but not to go out. And then you've got Will, Maddie, and Paris talking like, oh, maybe this is a good opportunity to get, you know, somebody else out. And then you've got Olivia and Allie talking, okay, maybe we can convince him to put up either Maddie, Will, or Paris, and we can get a floater out. There's so much going on. I was losing it yesterday.
Yes. So Allie and Liv also have a conversation where they discuss potentially keeping Kayla in the game, potentially taking a shot at Paris. So they would, you know, Liv isn't quite sure about this move because it would piss Johnny off and it would piss Will and Maddie off. So it's like, is this worth it? And do we need to keep somebody strong in the game like Kayla to support somebody even stronger like Derek? So, you know, both Paris and Maddie and Allie and Liv are considering potentially keeping Kayla in the game to make some kind of power move against the other group, which is what Johnny wanted, only not this week. He wanted it next week, which is unfortunate for him.
Yeah, because now he really won't be able to kind of get into there because it's all congealing. He wanted it.
Yep. So Paris actually has a conversation with Kayla where she says, look, I'm willing to keep you around here. Remember back to yesterday, Kayla had, made her, fake apology to Paris where she's, I'm sorry about the other night. It didn't come out the way that I wanted to, so on and so forth. Paris has again sort of been misted by Kayla's friendship. Paris usually overestimates how loyal Kayla might be to her. I don't believe Kayla would be loyal to her, but it's still, even if Kayla isn't loyal to her, this is still a good move for Paris, because Paris was actually probably the person, once Johnny had locked everything in, Paris was the person most likely to leave in the triple before Derek won this veto. So this Derek winning this veto is actually surprisingly a very good thing for Paris. And if she can pull off keeping Kayla in the game, I think that's also a very good thing for Paris. Because it will increase the odds of Johnny leaving in the triple and keep her safe in the triple.
Yes. And she says, Kayla, your game is not over unless you turn to the dark side, which is just so intense. Like, what are you doing?
Yeah. she's talked a lot about the dark side. Kayla, is it the dark side? I don't think it's the dark side. What do you mean?
I mean, out of everyone in the house, I think Kayla herself is the dark side by herself.
It's true. Your goodbye message to Ryan is pretty harsh.
Girl, what are you doing? It's jury.
Yeah. So basically Paris is saying all we need is Maddie's vote. Even if Will isn't willing to do this, as long as I have Maddie, then we will be able to keep you, because it will be me, Maddie, and Derek.
Okay.
So that's going to be Paris's plan. I think Paris is going to go along and try to do this. So what this will be is Paris trying to convince Will and Maddie to keep Kayla in the game. I don't think Will is going to go for it. I think Will is going to say, no, this is stupid. I've wanted to take a shot at Dayla for so long. And how can we do this? How can we leave them both in the house? So the question will be, what does Maddie do? We know from earlier in the week that Maddie said to Johnny that she's not willing to go against Will and Paris if they both are wanting one thing, and she's wanting another thing. And that was with the vote on Derek versus Kayla. She especially didn't want to go against Paris, especially after just having kept Johnny in the house, which Paris didn't want. So I think that Maddie would be primed to go along with what Paris wants, but if Will is also is adamantly against this, I think Maddie will be kind of torn. And then since it'll be both Will and Johnny that are saying, we don't want this to happen, we don't want Kayla to stay, I think Maddie might be up in the air here. I don't know which way she lands.
Yeah, and I think it's a situation too where Paris has kind of gotten used to not getting what she wants in the game, whereas Will, again, is going to have a temper tantrum, is going to be a kid about it, and it might just be easier to go with what he wants to appease him rather than deal with him being pissy, which is so silly, but it can make a big difference here.
Yeah, and to think about, like, where Maddie sees her game moving forward, it would have to change a lot. If Will legitimately was like not willing to go along with this and voted against it, and Johnny said, no way, I'm not on board with this, then she would have to dramatically change her end game plans in order to keep Kayla. And I don't think it's worth it for Maddie. I think Maddie was actually in a pretty decent spot, and keeping Kayla is actually probably not great for Maddie's game. So I have to imagine that that Maddie would not really be on board with this. The only thing is, as Jan points out in the chat, Maddie does not like Allie or Liv. She would love to take a shot at them, but the game plan was take a shot at one of Dayla and then Allie and Liv in for next week. And she had been talking to Johnny about that earlier in the day. So it's kind of a tricky spot. Obviously, for Johnny's game, I think what he's trying to do right now, as he's mentioned, is make Allie be the replacement nominee. He knows that she's been talking about targeting him in the triple, so that's a good excuse. And then prevent Allie from going home and keep the general setup that he still had, where hopefully people like Maddie, Liv, and Will don't target him in the triple, and then he just doesn't have the bonus of being as safe because the dynamics have been messed up, and he doesn't have the bonus of Kayla not targeting him because Kayla will be gone and Derek will be there instead, and Derek probably will target him. So that's what Johnny will be going for, but like I said, it's looking like it might be a toss-up for Maddie's vote. Maddie's vote might be the important deciding factor this week.
Oh, help us all. This is going to be a mess, but it's going to be so fun.
Yes, and here's the thing too, like that's assuming that everything stays put, because obviously there's a lot that could change. Paris going to Kayla and saying, I want to try and keep you, it could lead to a situation where Kayla throws Paris under the bus, and Paris was very worried about this, and she was like, don't you dare tell on me. Where if Kayla says Paris is going to try and keep me, then you know, potentially Johnny has a lot of different options. He could end up putting Paris up on the block, making a deal with Dayla and saying like, Dayla, Allie and Liv, let's work together. Let's take out Paris. He was wary of doing that in the first place, because he does not want to get grouped up with a group of four and then have them go after Will and Maddie in the triple. Like there's no way they're taking out both Will and Maddie over Johnny. So that's a tricky spot to be in. Obviously, if he can keep the rift between Derek and Kayla and Allie and Liv, then maybe that can work. The problem with going to the triple with three different pairs is that if one pair targets another pair, who's the third person they put on the block? Obviously Johnny, right? Because why piss off an entire other pair when you know you can only send two people home and there's four people total in two different pairs? So you might as well put Johnny on the block. And once Johnny is on the block, why bother taking out both people in the pair when you can take out Johnny and one other person and then have the single person be whoever's left instead of just being Johnny? So say like, say Allie and Liv win the, say Allie wins the HOH and there's three pairs left in the house. Allie nominates, let's say she wants De La gone because they're a big threat. She nominates Derek, Kayla, and then obviously as the third person, she probably put up Johnny. I mean, or she might put up somebody like Maddie as the pawn, but she would definitely nominate Johnny as the replacement, then take out Derek and Johnny and leave Kayla as the solo person in the house instead of Johnny, which is obviously better for basically everyone in the game. So it's a tricky spot to go with that approach, but it's basically the only thing Johnny can do if he realizes that he won't have the votes to take Kayla out anyway. So I think that's a good backup plan, but I do think that his best plan moving forward is to try and make sure Kayla leaves by locking in Maddie as a vote.
Yeah, he needs to try and keep the configuration as close to his original plan as possible, because any slight shift dramatically decreases his chances of staying in the triple.
Yes. And I do also want to give some props to Kayla. Obviously, I disagree. I do disagree with the veto choice. That probably didn't help her case much. Losing the veto to Derek was a big blow. However, her social game with Paris, you know, Paris has manipulated Kayla in the past, but Kayla, I think, overall tends to be better in the relationship between the two of them. I think last night, she was like, wow, I'm glad that I fake apologized to Paris. Like, she's on board with keeping me, and that would be really dumb of her. Kayla did some very good work to get Paris on board with this, and to even have Allie and Liv considering it. You know, Kayla is not out of the game quite yet, and it does make sense for a couple of people to keep her around. So Kayla, she's hanging in there.
Yeah, Kayla does really great in that like big sister role, where it's kind of okay that she's a little bit mean to you, and you're still gonna listen to her. Like,
yeah.
I find that, like, with her in Paris, I definitely see that dynamic of like a big sister, little sister.
Yeah, it's definitely like because Paris is primed to play the little sister role, and so she fits in with Kayla so well, even though they are just like constantly at each other's throats. So it'll be interesting to see. You know, we'll have a much clearer picture of the plans for the week after, like, once when I update you tomorrow, I'm sure we're gonna know much better where people stand, what people's plans are, what Johnny's plan is going to be, and then once we know that, we'll have a better idea of what the dynamics are going to be in the triple now that they've changed so much. But man, you know, just again, like, poor Johnny, who has done such great work this week. He just cannot catch a break here. Not only does he have to be in the worst possible spot in the game of Big Brother Canada in being the outgoing HOH on a triple, but he has to have his main target win the veto during that week, which is like, boom. Oh my God.
It's going to be an emotional show on Thursday, no matter what happens. Too much.
Yep. All right. Anything else that you wanted to talk about, Kirsten, before we wrap this up?
No, I think pretty much anything that matters we've covered. Who knows? They'll probably show half the stuff that doesn't matter in the episode anyway. So you could talk about it after that tomorrow.
Yeah. See, that's why, like, I can't talk about the pointless stuff in the updates, because then we'd have nothing to talk about in the recap.
But yeah. I don't know, man. It's a mess.
Yeah.
It's a mess.
All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us again. So, like, this is basically a who won the veto update.
Yeah.
and then discussing all the different possible potential outcomes here. But we'll know a lot more tomorrow. So tune in tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern. I will update you on everything happening on the live feeds. And then Monday night, tomorrow night, Rob will be live after the episode to recap the nominations and all of that good stuff. And then, of course, Tuesday night, I will be with the the LFC for the Roundtable podcast, where we'll update our stock watch and give our thoughts on the week. And check out the Taren Show. I talked to Ben Driebergen, winner of Survivor Triple H.
Oh, that should be fun.
Yes, it was. It was fun. It was interesting to talk to a Marine. I don't know many Marines in my life. So, interesting, tragic, sad, and also uplifting, because Ben is a great guy. So check that out on the Taren Show coming up tomorrow night, / early Tuesday morning. Hey, Westworld is on tonight. That's fun, right?
Yeah, just watch that. It's not related, but you should be watching it.
Yeah. The new God of War game just came out. That's also fun, right? Just talking about great stuff.
Are we talking about new releases too? Here, let me get my release radar on Spotify. We can recommend some songs. So it's recommendation Sunday.
I've been thinking about streaming video games before. I'm like, hey, new God of War came out. Maybe I'll start streaming God of War. Who knows? There's like maybe two people that'll watch. Well, see, this is what I'm thinking, is that I never have time to play video games anymore. So I'm thinking, oh, but if I stream it, I'll think of it like a job, like it's like brother and stuff. So then I'll force myself to play video games and enjoy my time instead of just working.
Oh, I know that I won't spend any time enjoying myself. So I have to make enjoying myself a job. That sounds horrible.
I don't know. Could be fun. Check out my Twitch channel. I might be streaming some soon. All right. Thank you everyone for joining us. Make sure you follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taren. Kirsten, you are at, Kirsten says what?
Kirsten said what?
Said close. What?
Oh. We're still
all right. I came close. Kirsten said what is Kirsten on Twitter. Make sure you follow Kirsten. And thank you again for joining us. We will see you next time.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.